Hi, I'm John Erickson for Dr. Dobbs Journal. We're here today with Mike Trujillo, Product Marketing Manager of IDE Solutions for Form Nokia. Welcome, Mike.
Thanks, John.
Mike, Nokia is announcing a pair of Eclipse and C++-based development environments. However, it's sort of in my understanding that C++ is often thought of as a heavyweight language that's too big for small footprint devices like cell phones. What's unique about Nokia's C++ offerings that makes them viable for mobile devices?
Well, John, I think a lot of people are not aware of the capabilities of today's smartphones. And there's actually a very large market for native C++ applications on Nokia smartphones. So we've developed a number of development tools targeting development for C++ development.
Well, in addition to the C++ compilers, what do these development tools and development suites include?
Well, obviously we support the Symbian operating system and development kits targeted towards the S60 platform, which is Nokia's smartphone platform. We've also developed a number of tools making it easier for companies or developers to target these smartphones. The first one being a graphical tool called the UI Designer, which is used to create user interfaces for customers' applications. We've also brought on an on-device debug technology, allowing developers to locate problems on their code on their production phones and troubleshoot code on those phones. And lastly, we have a feature called the Performance Investigator, which is a graphical tool used to locate performance hotspots, and improve the performance on the application.
Are you including any types of simulators with this development environment?
So the simulators for S60 are located on the Form Nokia site, and customers are able to download those for free.
Well, does the environment make use of the Eclipse CDT project, that's the C++ development tools project?
Yes. Actually, Nokia is a strategic member on the Eclipse board. We're bringing our mobile expertise in design tools or in development tools to the Eclipse community. So, yes, we are strongly behind the CDT platform.
So if I understand what you're saying about C++, it's not that you've done anything to minimize C++ or create a subset. It's actually adding more power on the mobile device end so that it can support a heavyweight language like C++. Is that correct?
Yes, and what we've done with the tool is to adapt a C++, the CDT tool, to target a development on the mobile handphone. So we're able to recognize the Symbian OS calls, we're able to support the development kits. So really it's adding the strength of the CDT to being able to target mobile development on a smartphone.
Is there a website that listeners can go to for more information about all this, Mike?
Absolutely. forum.nokia.com/carbide, and that will have all of our carbide tools, including our carbide C++ development tool.
And that's actually the name of the new development tool.
Yes. The carbide, the family name of our development tools is carbide. It encompasses our C++, Java, and customization tools.
And you have, I believe, two versions of the development suite, C++, coming out. Is that correct?
And the ones we're introducing are the developer edition and the professional edition products.
Great. Thanks for joining us today, Mike.
Thank you very much, John.
For Dr. Dobbs Journal, this is John Erickson.